Stephen Colbert rips Trump's call for healing, a man facing a noose trying to save his neck. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 8, 2021. CBS late-night host Stephen Colbert ripped President Donald Trump's call for healing and reconciliation following the riots on Capitol Hill on Wednesday, referring to the president as a man facing a noose will say anything to save his neck. He released a video that curiously contained none of the bravado of yesterday morning. No cries of stop the steal, no calls for action, no fomenting a mindless mob and declarations that he will never ever surrender, said Colbert of President Trump's video calling for healing and reconciliation. I'm not going to show you a word of his video, because he doesn't mean a word of it, added Colbert. A man facing a noose will say anything to save his neck. Watch below. Colbert also suggested that the president could be charged with insurrection, sedition, and inciting violence. All you need to know is that this man is terrified, said Colbert. Colbert went on to tell those who stormed Capitol Hill on Wednesday that the president has thrown them under the bus. You should put on your shirt, get out your flag, put on your hat, and you give that video a watch, said Colbert. Because he threw you under the bus, that's going to take all of you to jail. Because who's going to defend you? While Colbert tried to link President Trump to Wednesday's events inside the Capitol building in order to lambaste the president, the show host didn't appear to treat Democrat politicians the same way last summer, when Black Lives Matter riots ensued in cities across the country. In June, the country suffered violent riots that involved looting, buildings being set on fire, businesses destroyed, the White House going on lockdown, and people being beaten and killed. Unlike President Trump's reaction to riots, Democrat politicians actually went as far as to promote bail funds for those who were arrested during the chaotic and deadly summer. If you're able to, chip in now to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota, tweeted Kamala Harris after the Minneapolis Police Department was burned down. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana. And on Instagram.